Hallelujah, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿弟兄姐妹们都平安。
This morning we would like to talk about the mystery of the seven seals.
今天要与大家讨论的是这个七印的奥秘。
Two weeks ago we studied that in the book of Revelation, there are the seal scroll.
在两个星期之前，我们在启示录查过有这个有着印的书卷。
Why the scroll are sealed?
为什么这个书卷会有盖上印呢
？Because they are secret.
因为它是有奥秘的。
That's not for everybody to understand.
并不是要让所有的人都能够去明白的。
Only for those who fear God.
只有那些敬畏神的。
Only for those who do the will of God.
或者那些遵行神的旨意的。
God will let him or her know about the future of the mankind.
那么神就会让他知道。人类将来的命运。
We are in the history, the stream of history.
我们都在这个历史的洪流里面。
Every day, when after it passed, become history.
那每一天过去就成为一个历史的新的一页。
We know the past.
我们知道过去。
But we don't know about the future.
可是我们却不知道未来。
Many people think that he liked to know about the future.
很多人都很希望知道未来。
But the future tells us.
可是未来告诉我们。
It's in God's hand.
未来是在神的手中。
The destiny of human being is in God's hand.
那人最终的那个所要面对的将会在神的手中。
Everything has a beginning, will an end.
世界上每一样事情都有一个开始，而且都会有一个终结。
What are the things that will the world will come?
那这个最终的终结来临之前会发生什么事情呢
？That is recorded in the scroll that is sealed.
这些都是记载在这个。封密的书卷里面。
But at the end time, the seal will be open for us.
可是当末日来临的时候，这些印将会打开，让我们知道。
One by one, it will be revealed.
每一个都会打开，让我们知道。
Then we'll know what will happen in the end time.
那我们就会知道在末世的时候将会发生什么事情。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 6.
我们看启示录第六章。
The book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 1 to 2.
启示录第六章第一和第二节。启示录六章一节、二节。第一节，我看见羔羊切开七印中第一印的时候，就听见四活物中的一个活物，声音如雷说，你来。
Verse 2.
第二节，我就观看，看见有一匹白马，骑在马上的拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他。他便出来胜了又要胜。
John in his vision, he saw the Lamb open the seventh seal, the first seal.
那约翰在他的这个异象里面呢，看到这个羔羊打开了切开了这个七印中的第一印。
Who is the Lamb?
那这个羔羊是谁呢
？The Lamb is our Lord Jesus Christ.
羔羊就是指着我们的主耶稣基督。
He is the Lamb of God.
他就是神的羔羊。
Why he is the Lamb?
为什么他是羔羊呢
？Because he came to die for the sin of mankind.
因为他是为了人类的罪来这里死的。
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约时候
，people have to slaughter goats, slaughter sheep to shed their blood to atone for human sin.
那人呢就必须要宰杀这些羊，然后用他的血来赎回他们所犯的罪。
But we know that animal blood can never atone for human sin.
可是我们知道动物的罪。对不起，动物的血是不能够赎人类的罪的。
The only one which can atone for human sin is the perfect one.
唯有一个就是那完全的能够赎回我们的罪。
The sinless one can only atone for us.
只有那个无罪的才能够成为我们的代罪。
But who is the sinless one?
那谁是无罪的呢
？Nobody in this world is without sin.
那世界上没有一个人是没有罪的。
Only God is without sin.
只有神是没有罪。
So he has to come down on earth.
所以神必须来到世上。
Live as a human being.
活着好像人一样。
Preach the gospel.
向世人传福音。
Heal the sickness.
医治那些生病的。
Eventually he has to die on the cross.
最后他必须要死在十字架上。
Shed his blood for us.
为我们流他的血。
That is the content of the gospel.
这就是福音的内容。
That is the good news for mankind.
这就是给予人类的这个好信息。
No one else will love you more than Lord Jesus Christ.
没有一个人会比主耶稣那么的爱你。
No one else can help you just like Lord Jesus did.
也没有一个人好像主耶稣那样能够帮助你。
So he is the Lamb.
所以他就是羔羊。
And then he can open the seal.
只有他能够 切开这个印。
So when he opened the first seal,
所以当他切开第一印的时候
，and the sounds just like thunder tell him, "You come."
那就有如雷的声音啊，说你来。
This is very serious. Something going to be pronounced to you in a very awesome manner.
是很严肃的，因为要向你讲一件非常啊重大的事情。
So what did he see?
啊，他对不起，他看到什么呢
？Verse 2 tell us he saw a white horse.
这里说啊。第二节，约翰看到了 一匹白马
，and somebody riding on the white horse，
而且骑在马，有人骑在白马啊、白马上
，holding a bow and with a crown，
拿着弓并有冠冕赐给他。
And then when he start coming up， he claimed victory over victory。
而且当他出来的时候，胜了又要再胜。
So what is this vision all about？
那这个意象是在讲论什么呢
？Then you must ask, what is this white horse, and who are the one who is riding on the horse？
那我们会有一个问题，就是这个白马是什么？而且骑在白马上的是谁
？Let's turn to chapter 19 of Revelation。
我们看启示录的第十九章。
In chapter 19, the white horse appear again。
启示录第十九章，我们又再次看到这个白马了。
Verse 11。
第十一节，启示录十九章第十一节，十一节，我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的，称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
Verse 12，
第十二节，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
Here tells us the one who is riding on the white horse. His name is True and Faithful.
这里告诉我们，那个骑在白马上的那个人呢，他的名字被称为诚信真实。
Who is the one who can be true and faithful?
那谁可以被称为诚信真实呢
？Not any human being in this world can call himself "I am true, I am faithful." One.
这个世界上没有一个人能够敢自己称自己是诚信真实的。
Because we are imperfect.
我们都是不完全的。
Sometimes we are not true. Sometimes we are not faithful.
有时我们没有那么诚信，而且也没那么真实。
So who is the true and faithful one?
那谁是那诚信真实的呢
？And of course, it's Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，这是指着主耶稣基督。
When he come to the world, he preached the truth.
当他来到世上的时候，他是传真理。
Not only he preached the truth.
不单指他传真理。
Jesus said, "I am the truth."
他主耶稣甚至说，我就是真理。
In this world, among human history, who can claim that I am the truth?
那在人类的历史里面，有哪一个人曾经说过“我就是真理”呢
？Nobody except Jesus.
没有一个人，除了耶稣以外，没有一个人。
Because Jesus Christ is the Word come to the world in flesh.
因为主耶稣基督他自己就是道成的肉身来到世上。
He himself is the full manifestation of truth.
他就是这个真理完全的一个显现。
So who is the true and faithful one?
所以谁是诚心真实的人呢
？Of course, it's Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
He is the one riding on the white horse.
他就是那个骑在白马上的。
He is the one who is claiming victory over victory.
他就是那个胜了又要再胜的。
He is the crown on his head.
他就是那个头上戴着冠冕的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
因为他是万王之王，万主之主。
His kingdom is more than any kingdom in the world.
因为他的国度胜过世上。每一个国度
His kingdom is the spiritual kingdom.
因为他的国度是一个属灵的国度
He can lead us to fight the spiritual kingdom.
因为他
spiritual warfare.
可以带领我们去打这一场属灵的征战
So we know who is sitting on the horse.
所以现在我们知道谁骑在白马上
And who is the horse?
那这个白马又是指着什么呢
The white horse refers to the true church.
那白马是指着真教会
Because the white horse is under the control of the rider.
因为白马是尤其在白马上那个人去控制的。
How many of you has ever ride a horse?
我们多少个人曾经骑过马呢
？If you have tried it, it'll be quite fun.
如果你有骑过马，你会觉得骑马是蛮有趣的事情。
It'll be quite nice.
而且也非常有乐趣。
Because you have to learn how to control the horse.
因为你要学习怎么样去控制这一匹马。
If you fully control the horse, you tell the horse run, it'll run. You tell them stop, it'll stop.
如果你能够完全的控制一匹马的时候。你就可以叫那匹马什么时候跑，什么时候停，你都可以。
So, who is the one fully under the submission of Lord Jesus Christ?
是谁完完全全的顺服在主耶稣的掌管下呢
？Of course, it's the true church of God in the end time.
就是在末世的真教会。
Because in this world there are many, many churches.
因为世上有很多的教会。
Many denominations.
有很多的教派。
They also preach the Bible.
而且都在传讲圣经。
They also preach Jesus.
而且也在传讲耶稣基督。
But unfortunately, the the content of the message is not totally according to the Bible.
可是很可惜的，不是每一个都在完全的讲圣经里面的教训。
Because throughout the past 2,000 years,
因为在过去2000年里面
，the truth has been changed.
啊，真理都被改变了。
Many people now what they believe actually are human tradition instead of the truth.
那现在很多人所相信的其实都不是真理，而是一些人类的啊传统和遗传。
For example, most churches now they worship on Sunday.
比如说啊，大多数的教会都在星期天。星期日啊，敬拜神。
Because they've been doing it for the past 2,000 years.
因为在过去两千年，他们都是一直这样子去做。
But is it from the Bible?
可是这是圣经的教训吗？
Is it from the truth?
啊，这是真理吗？
The Bible tells us Ten Commandments, the fourth one, tells us observe the Sabbath, keep it holy.
圣经的十条诫命里面的第四条告诉我们要遵守安息圣日。
Even Lord Jesus keeps Sabbath.
即使是主耶稣自己本身也守安息日。
Disciple keeps Sabbath.
而他的门徒也守安息日。
Because it's Ten Commandments.
这是十诫。
Sabbath is the seventh day of the week.
那安息日就是一个星期里面的第七天。
It's today's Saturday.
就是今天星期六。
So Sabbath day is the holy day. It's supposed to be worshiping God.
所以星期六是一个圣日，是应当用来敬拜神的圣日。
So the true church don't go for human tradition.
所以真教会是不会遵循这些人类的遗传的。
The true church will follow 100% the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为真教会是完完全全的跟随耶稣基督的教训。
So the true church is the white horse appear under the full control of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以白马就是指着真教会是一匹完完全全受耶稣基督所控制的马。
Here tells us when the rider riding on the white horse, he is hold the bow.
这里告诉我们，当这个骑马的在马上的时候。骑在马上的时候，他是拿着弓的，
and then he has a crown,
而且他是有冠冕的。
And then he comes off victory over victory.
而且当他骑马一出来的时候，胜了又要再胜。
What does it mean to us?
这对我们有什么意思呢？
True Jesus Church is the chosen church of God.
真耶稣教会是神所拣选的教会。
It's not established by human being.
并不是人所设立的。
It's established by Lord Jesus Christ.
是由主耶稣基督所设立的。
It's established by the Holy Spirit.
是由圣灵所设立的。
If you're looking back at the history of the True Jesus Church,
如果我们看回耶稣教会的历史，
the True Church registered in Beijing in the Police Department 1917.
真耶稣教会在1917年在北京公安局注册。
Almost this year is 97 years.
那到现在为止是97年了。
So almost 100 years.
差不多是100年的历史。
If you look back at the history of the true church,
如果我们回头看真耶稣教会的历史，
it's very special.
是很特别的。
Today, many, many people in the academic world, in Christian or theology, they would like to study through Jesus Church.
现在在很多的学术界或者是那些宗教界，他们都很喜欢去研究这个真教会。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because this church is different than all the other denominations.
因为真教会跟其他所有的教派是完全不一样的。
For other mainstream, so-called mainstream denominations,
其他的所谓主流派的教会，
they have thousand years of history.
他们都有超过一千年的历史。
They use a lot of money, a lot of power, even with political power or money, welfare to preach.
他们用很多金钱，甚至运用他们政治的影响力，甚至是给很多的福利。来传福音。
So from the Western, they bring the Christianity to China.
他们在西方把基督教带到中国。
Why? Because they come with the army. They come with the colonists.
为什么呢？因为他们从西方是带着枪炮来到中国的。
They often bring money.
他们也带着钱来到中国。
They build churches.
在中国建立很多教会。
They give power. They give rise to the people who come to the church.
他们在中国派粮派米。让人来到教会。
Of course, they do a lot of good work.
当然，他们也做很多的好事。
But this is a method they use.
可是，这就是他们传福音的方式。
They bring the gospel. They bring the message from Western to China, from the East.
他们从西方把福音带到中国，把带到东方。
The true church is different.
可是，真教会是不一样的。
When the true church was first established,
当真教会刚开始成立的时候
，there was only God inspired, God revealed the truth to the few workers.
是神去。感动把启示几个工人。
Who are they?
这些人是什么人呢？
Well, not very important to know their names.
其实要认识他们的名字并不是一件重要的事情。
Because they're only the vessel.
因为他们只是神所用的器皿。
But who are they?
这些人是谁呢？
Smart farmer.
是农夫。
Or small business person.
或是一些小生意人。
They're never formally educated.
这些人都没有受过很高的教育。
But when God inspired them,
可是当神感动他们的时候，
God revealed them the truth.
当神向他们 启示这个真理的时候
，They understand the full doctrine, the five basic doctrine.
他们能够完全的明白这个五个基本教义。
They know how to keep Sabbath instead of Sunday.
他们懂得不在安息日，不是不在星期日，倒在安息，倒在星期六来去守安息。
They're filled by the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues.
他们被圣灵充满，能够说出方言。
They know we must conduct foot washing.
他们知道必须要是。要进行这个洗脚礼。
They know we have holy communion.
他们知道他们要进行这个圣餐礼。
And of course, the water baptism must go to the living water.
而且也知道要洗礼必须要到火水上火水里面洗礼。
Must be in the name of Jesus.
必须要奉耶稣基督的名施行洗礼。
This doctrine looks very rare in the very early days for Christianity.
在当时的早期的基督教派，当他们看到这些教义的时候，都觉得非常的奇怪。
Who will do what you whatever you say?
谁告诉你要做这些事情
？Nobody will do this.
因为当时没有人会做这些事情。
But the true church under the guidance of God insists of this.
可是真教会在神的带领下，他们坚持要做这些。
Have a lot of power. The true church has a lot of power.
真教会充满力量。
When the preacher preaches, when the worker preaches, full of power.
当传道人或者工人去传福音的时候，是带着力量去。传福音的
Lots of miracle in the true church.
在真教会里面充满了神迹奇事。
When people come to the true church, they experience God.
当人来到教会，他们会体验到神。
They receive the Holy Spirit.
他们会领受圣灵。
They receive the miracle that no other place they experience.
他们会体验到那种神迹奇事是在别的地方不能够体验到的。
So the true church preached throughout China within a few years.
所以在几年之间，真教会就传遍了整个中国。
And then to Taiwan.
然后传到台湾。
Southeast Asia.
到东南亚。
And then.To the rest of the five continents.
还有传到世界的各五大洲去。
That is exactly fulfill the prophecy in the Bible.
这些都是完完全全的符合了在圣经里面的那些预言。
The true church is from the east to the west.
因为真教会是从东方起，再传到西方的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们再看马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第二十四章。
Verse
27. 第二十七节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 27.
马太福音第二十四章二十七节。
Let's read from verse 26.
我们从二十六节开始。
Matthew 24, verse 26.
马太福音二十四章二十六、二十七节。马太福音二十四章二十六节。若有人对你们说：“看啊，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去。”或说：“看啊，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。
”Verse 27.
二十七节。因闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。
Jesus warned the disciples about what will happen in the end time.
这里主耶稣基督他警告门徒在末世将会发生什么事情。
In the end time, there will be many people claiming to be Christ, claiming to be the truth, and they say, "Come to me, come to me. The Christ is here, Christ is there."
因为在末世的时候，很多人他们都会自称为是基督，自称为他们有真理叫很多人到他们那里去。
But Jesus tell them.Do not believe them.
可是耶稣基督告诉他的门徒不要相信这些人。
Verse 27. Lightning come from the east to the west.
二十七节告诉我们，闪电从东边发出，直照到西边。
Why Jesus suddenly talk about the lightning?
为什么主耶稣忽然就会谈到这个闪电呢
？Jesus is not really talking about the lightning.
其实当时耶稣基督不是在真的是说闪电。
Jesus talk about before the end time come, the true church will appear.
那耶稣其实是在说。在末世还没到来的时候这个真教会将会出现。
And it will come very fast.
而且是以非常快的速度而来的。
From east, spread to the west.
从东边传到西边。
That is exactly fulfilled the prophecy.
就完这个预言完全的被实现了。
So this is something very important.
这是非常重要的。
So this year is, as I mentioned, the 1970th of the true church established.
今天是真耶稣教会成立97年。
If you go to five continents, you find the true church.
那我们如果去到行遍世界的五大洲，我们都会发现有真教会。
More than 40 some countries have the true church now.
现在全世界47个国家，超过47个国家都有真耶稣教会。
So when you see the appearing of the true church in the end time,
所以当你看到真耶稣教会在末世出现的时候
，and you know the end time has started to come.
你就知道末世将要来临了。
You don't have another lot of years, lot of time to think.
我们没有太多的时间再去思想。
Because the beginning of the end time is the appearing of the true church.
因为从真教会出现，就告诉我们末世已经开始了。
So why this white horse will win and win?
为什么这个白马 会生了又再生呢？
Not because the horse himself is very strong，
并不是因为这匹马非常的强壮，
It because the rider on him，
而是骑在马上的那个人。
Is Jesus Christ riding on this horse？
因为是主耶稣基督骑在这个马上。
So this is really encouraging to us。
所以对我们来说，这是非常有鼓励性的。
Today we may not have a lot of people。
今天可能我们人数可能不多。
Maybe we don't have a lot of money。
很可能我们财力也不雄厚。
Maybe we have a lot of weaknesses。
或者我们当中也是有很多软弱的人。
It doesn't matter。
可是这都没关系。
If the Lord is riding on you，
如果主耶稣是骑在这个我们身上
，If the Lord is in control，
如果主耶稣基督是控制这个教会
，The Lord will give you victory。
那他会主会赐给我们胜利。
That happened in the church，
这就是在教会里面发生的。
It can happen to your family，
也可以在你的家里面发生的。
It can happen to your personal life，
也可以在你的个人生活里面发生的。
If Jesus is your rider，
如果主耶稣是骑在你身上的那个人
，If Jesus is your leader。
如果主耶稣是那个带领你的人
you will have victory，
那你就会有胜利
because we are by the power of the Spirit，
因为我们是借着圣灵的能力。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 6，
我们再回去看启示录第六章
verse 3，
第三节。启示录第六章第三节，第三节，切开第二印的时候， 我听见第二个活物说你来。
Continue。
第四节，就另有一匹马出来，是红的，有权柄给了那骑马的，可以从地上夺去太平，使人彼此相杀。又有一大把刀赐给他。
Here tell us the second seal were open。
这里告诉我们切开这个第二印。
And then once again the second living creature opened the seal。
而且在看到第二个印开了以后，就有第二个活物出来。
And once again tell him you come。
再次有声音说你来。
Why is he telling to come？
为什么要说你来呢？
Because there's something important to announce。
因为有很重要的事情要先讲出来。
And now the second seal involved the second horse， the red horse come forth。
第二个印就是说红马要出来了。
I think we have seen a white horse probably， but we never see a red horse， right？
很可能我们曾经都看过白马，可是却很少，应该是没看过红马吧。
But why this horse is red？
为什么这一匹马是红色的呢？
Because when this red horse come, there'll be the peace will be taken away from earth.
因为当红马出来的时候，世上的太平将会被夺去。
People start to slaughter each other.
因为人类将会互相残杀。
What's the color of red represent?
那红色代表什么呢？
The color of red represent danger.
因为红色代表危险。
The color of red represent bloodshed.
红色代表流血。
It's a very exciting color.
是一个让人
很刺激的颜色、啊、
很刺激的颜色。
But of course here red represents blood，
当然这里红色是代表着血。
So here tell us how do you know the end time has started，
这里告诉我们，我们如何知道这个末世已经开始呢？
When warfare and killing and shedding of blood is starting to be more and more common，
当这个互相残杀战争都越来越频繁发生的时候，我们知道末世将要发生了。
When you see this red horse moving around，
如果我们看到这个红马一直的在这个世界上游走，
you know that the end time has already started。
我们知道这个末世已经开始了。
Let's turn to Matthew。
我们看马太福音。
The book of Matthew, chapter 24。
第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24。
马太福音第二十四章。
Verse 7。
第七节。
Book of Matthew 24 verse 7。
马太福音第二十四章第七节，第七节。
Matthew 24 verse 7。
马太
verse 6。Chapter 24 verse 6。
马太福音第二十四章第六和第七节。马太福音二十四章六和七节，第六节，你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
Verse 7。
第七节，民要攻打民。国要攻打国，
okay。
多处。
Here tell us, Jesus tell us what will happen in the end time。
主耶稣告诉我们，在末世将会发生什么事情。
Here Jesus said, you hear the wars and the rumors of the war。
你会听到打仗的声音，还有打仗的风声。
And then it will be seen more and more common, country against country, people against people。
而且你会觉得会看到越来越多的民攻打民、国攻打国的事情发生。
If you look at last century, which is the 20th century。
我们再看上个世纪，就是第二十世纪。
For the last 100 years，
在过去的一百年里面
，there were two world war thoughts。
总共打了两次两场世界大战。
Of course, in the past of human history, there are always war involving within a country or within a region.
当然，在人类的历史里面，在啊、国与国之间，或者在国家自己内部，都常常会发生这些啊、争战。
But before those conflicts are regional.
可是在
那个之前，世界大战之前。
可是在这个世界大战之前。
Those conflicts are regional, 地方性的。
那些战争都是地方性、区域性的。
World war involved almost everywhere in the world.
可是世界大战差不多是全个世界都在参与的。
Let's catching back, right? The True Church appeared in 1917.
我们再回想一下，正教会在1917年开始。
Actually, 1917 is the year it registered.
其实一七年当时是注册的那一个年份。
Actually, a few years before already is being preached.
其实，在注册前几年啊，真理已经被传开了。
Okay, the First World War, 1914 to 1918.
第一场世界大战就是1914年到1918年。
The time frame is almost the same.
那个时间是跟啊真教会成立的时间是差不多的。
And then, how many people got killed in First World War?
那第一次世界大战总共死了多少人呢
？According to some information. 37 million people were killed in the First World War. 3,700,000人。
根据统计，差不多是3,700,000人啊，在那场战争中啊死亡。
More than the whole population of Canada now.
是超过了整个加拿大所有的啊总人口。
And then after a few decades.
那过了几十年以后
，Second World War was fought.
那第二次世界大战开始了。
1939 to 1945。
1939年到1945年。
How many people died?
总共死了多少人呢
？60 million people were killed.
60，6,000,000人。
6,000,000人
啊、被杀。
Equal to 2.5% of the whole world population at the time.
是当时人类的总人口的2.5%。
So these two world wars combined.
如果把这两场世界大战都加起来
，about 100 million people got killed.
总共死了啊。
1亿人 That is a humongous astronomical figure.
是一个非常大的数目。
But after World War II, the world never ceased for conflict.
可是，在第二次世界大战过后呢，这个世界都没有和平下来。
Middle East, there were war.
那在中东有战争。
Africa, there were a lot of war.
在非洲有很多的战争。
Korea war.
还有这个南北韩战争。
China have war, civil war.
中国里面的内战。
And then everywhere we can say.
我们可以说，在全世界，在每一个地方。
Even until now, when we're sitting here at this moment.
今天我们即使是坐在这里。
Maybe we enjoy Canada, right? Because Canada is a very peaceful country.
可能在加拿大，我们都非常的啊安详的坐在这边，因为加拿大是一个和平的国家。
But according to the information.
可是根据消息，统计消息
，at this moment, 34 major conflict, major wars are being fought right now.
在这个时候，就在这个时候，世界上总共有37场。大的战争正在打着
，It's not finished yet.
还没有打完。
Every minute, people are still shedding blood.
因为每一分钟都有人在战争中死亡。
Just like Syria nowadays, if you look at the news.
我们如果今天看在叙利亚的新闻。
People are shedding blood.
那人都在流血。
That is the end time. This is the signs of the end time.
这就是末世的一个预告。
This world is not going to be peaceful.
这个世界是不会有和平的。
According to the Bible prophecy, more and more war and warfare or the rumors will come forth.
那根据圣经的预言，更多的打仗还有打仗的风声将会出来。
Wherever this red horse moves, people will fight there.
只要这个红马到哪一个地方，那个地方就会有战争了。
So this is the future of our world that we live in.
这就是今天我们活在这个世界上，这个世界的将来。
It's already being fulfilled.
而且这个预言已经被实现了。
Let's read chapter 6 verse 5. The third seal.
回去看启示录第六章第五节的第三个印。
Revelation chapter 6 verse 5.
启示录第六章第五节，第五节。切开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说：“你来。”我就观看，见有一匹黑马骑在马上的，手里拿着天平。第六节，我听见在四活物中，似乎有声音说：“一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，油和酒不可糟蹋。”
Now the third seal is being revealed.
第三个印也切开了。
He saw a black horse.
就是看到这一匹黑马。
This horse is black.
这匹马是黑色的。
Why is black?
为什么是黑色呢
？Of course, black not a very good color to look at.
那黑色并不是一个好的颜色。
But here mentioned about something about the food price.
这里是谈到这个食物的价钱。
Actually, because of high food price, there will be a lot of hunger in the world.
因为这个食物的价钱价格越来越高，所以世界上有很多的饥荒。
Here tell us how expensive is the food at the time.
这里告诉我们在当时他们的那些食物的价钱是多么的贵。
Here tell us one day salary. This here the unit is one unit at one day salary.
这里所说的
一钱呢？
一钱就是只做一个人一天的工资。
One day salary can only buy one unit of the wheat that you can eat.
一天的工资就是一银钱，只能够买一升的麦子，就是足够你吃一天而已。
That's only one meal.
只能够吃一餐，对不起，只能够吃一餐。
So today think about your wages. How much do you earn per day?
想一想，今天我们打工一天能够赚多少钱呢
？You earn minimum wages.
有些人在赚最低工资。
Okay, it's about $10, $20, or $11.
现在我们最低工资是一小时$11。
Maybe not almost 11, right? Okay, let's say you work 8 hours.
比如说一天你工作八个小时。
Not even 100.
都一天都赚不到100块。
But let's say 100.
即使一天能够赚到100块。
If you spend $100, you can only buy one portion of rice or wheat for yourself.
那100块只能够买少少的麦子，只是够自己一个人吃。
How expensive the food will be.
那这些食物是非常的贵。
Maybe for us now, it's difficult to imagine.
那对于现在的我们是很难去想象那个情况。
Well, of course, you may say nowadays Toronto everything's getting expensive, right? You go to supermarket, you complain, why are they charging so much?
现在我们在多伦多居住，每次去超市，我们也会投诉说，为什么这些食物越来越贵
？Why things are getting so expensive?
而且每样东西都一直在价钱不断的提高。
Things are expensive because when they come in, they're already expensive.
为什么这些东西会这些食物的价钱这么高呢？因为他们运进来的时候价钱已经很高了。
I heard an old brother recording the history when he was in the war.
我听过一位老弟兄，他说以前在打仗的时候。
During the Second World War, he told me.
他说在第二次世界大战的时候。
There was a certain time there's no food.
甚至某一些时候是没食物吃的。
And then they're running around escaping for their life.
他们都是跑来跑去要逃命。
At that time.The bank note, 钞票 is worthless. It's depreciating so much every day.
当时他们手上所拿着的钞票都是毫无价值的。
Because the economy is crumbled, the value go down day by day.
因为每天这个经济都一直的下滑。
At the end, they have to use solid gold coins or gold bar to buy food.
他们在那个时候需要拿这些金子或者是金条来去换食物。
To buy rice.
去买米吃。
At that time, the food are so expensive.
当时的那些食物是多么的贵。
Why food are so expensive?
为什么食物这么贵呢
？Because of war.
因为打仗。
Food supply has cut down.
因为不能够再去生产食物。
When I was in Liberia about 15 years ago.
在15年前当传道在这个利比亚的时候。
利比利亚
的时候。
At that time, the country was still in war.
在那时候，这个国家正在打内战。
We go in to preach the gospel.
传道去到那边传福音。
And then we tell the local brother, let's get some rice. We like to eat some rice.
那我们跟那里的弟兄说，我们去买一些米来吃。
I still remember I gave him $15.
当时给这位弟兄15元
15美元。Buy some rice for everybody.
来买一些米给大家吃。
When he came back, he surprised me.
他回来的时候让我觉得非常的惊讶。
How much rice did he bring?
他带回来多少的米呢
？One can of rice.
他只能够带一罐米回来。
$15.
15美元买一罐米。
我说 ，Where's my money？
我说我的钱去了哪里呢
？He said,
他说就在这个小罐子里面。
He told us it is dealing still is in war. Food are very expensive.
因为在打仗的时候，食物是非常的贵。
$15, you can buy a big bag here. $15, you can buy a big bag of rice here.
如果在这里呢，15美元可以买一大包米。
But there, only one small little can.
可是在那个地方呢，15美元只能够买一小罐的米。
So when the first deal is open,
所以当第一个印被打开以后
，there will be a lot of famine in the land. There will be lots of famine.
对不起，当第三个印被打开以后，将会有很多饥荒。
Food are going to be very expensive.
那食物会变得越来越昂贵。
Food shortage will be everywhere.
那世界各处将会有这个粮食短缺的问题。
It's already happening in some part of the world.
其实，在现在某些世界上的某些地方，这种事情已经发生了。
The food price are going up.
食物的价格一直在提高。
But in the future, it will be even more severe.
而且在将来，这个情况会更加的严重。
So that's why, at the end, verse 6 tells us, do not waste the oil and the wine.
所以在第六节这里告诉我们，油和酒不可糟蹋。
So physically, it can happen.
那所以在这个属物之上，这种事情可以发生。
Spiritually, it can also happen.
那属灵上，这种事情也可以发生。
Before the end time come.
在末世还没到临的时候。
There may be spiritual famine.
我们的心灵将会被，对不起，我们心灵将会有这个饥荒。
People want to have the spiritual food, but they cannot find it.
那世人想要有这个属灵的食物，可是却找不到。
They are very empty in their hearts.
因为心里面非常空虚。
So this is very, very terrible.
这是非常严重的事情。
Let's read verse 7.
我们再看第七第七节。
The fourth seal.
第四个印，启示录第六章第七节。第七节，切开第四印的时候，我看见第四个活物来。第四个活物说，你来。
Verse 8.
第八节，我就观看，看见有一匹灰马，骑在马上的名字叫做死，印符也随着他，有权柄赐给他，赐给他们，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。
The fourth horse is the color of pale. Pale means the dead color.
第四匹马呢？这颜色是灰色的，这个是死亡的颜色。
We are all sitting here, we are living, right? If you look at each other, you turn to right, turn to left, you look at the person, the color is a little bit pink, a little bit living color.
如果我们坐在我们这边，我们看看我们自己旁边的人，我们都是活人，所以我们的脸色，我们都看到是有一些红嫩的颜色。
But when a person is about to die, his color will change.
可是如果一个人将要死的时候，他的脸色将会改变。
And of course, if he passes away after a few hours, he's already pale. There's no blood color in the face.
当然，如果一个人已经死了几个小时以后，他的脸色就是完全会变成灰白，是没有颜色的。
So this pale color horse come over running around.
现在这个灰色的马出来四处奔跑。
Represent death.
就代表了死亡。
Because at that time, near the end time, a lot of calamity, a lot of natural disasters, lots of war will happen in the world.
因为在这个末世的时候，很多的这些自然灾害或者是这些灾难将会发生。
Including warfare,
甚至包括人所制造的战争。
Verse 8 tells us, including the famine.
第八节告诉我们包括了这个饥荒。
People die because of war.
因为刀剑就是人在战争里面死去
，and then people die of famine，
人会在饥荒里面死去
，they have died of the plague，
而且人会在瘟疫里面死去
，after beast，
或者被野兽所杀
，a lot of people will pass，
很多人将会在这个时候死去
，that will happen one day，
这一天总会发生
，and then the fifth seal will open，
然后接下来第五个印将会被切开了
，let's look at verse 9。
我们看第九节，启示录第六章第九节。第九节，切开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道，并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
Continue.
第十节，大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤，要等到几时呢？”
Here tells us when the fifth seal is open, there's something different will happen.
这里告诉我们，当第五个印切开的时候，不同的事情发生了。
It's not seeing any horse running around.
现在没有再看到任何的马匹。
But rather, the scene is he saw the altar.
现在看到的是祭坛。
Oh, what is altar?
祭坛是什么呢
？Altar is the place to sacrifice animal to God.
祭坛是一个向神献祭的地方。
The animal have to die.
必须要杀这个动物来去献祭
，so that people's sin are forgiven by God，
直到人的罪可以被神赦免。
But now in this altar，
可是现在这个祭坛里面
，somebody will also have to die for the faith，
有人也要为着他的信仰而牺牲生命。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for us，
就好像主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
And somebody will have to die because of what they believe，
他们必须要为自己所相信的。算是生命。
Why some people are willing to die for what they believe?
为什么有些人他们愿意为他们所相信的算是生命呢
？Because they believe the spiritual life is more than important than the physical life.
因为他们相信他们属灵的生命比这个属肉体的生命更加的重要。
So they are willing to sacrifice what is less important.
所以他们愿意舍去那些不是很重要的东西
to get what is more important.
因为要得到更重要的
Of course, nobody wants to be killed by somebody else.
当然世上没有一个人愿意被别人所杀
We all want to live longer, right?
我们每一个人都希望能够长寿
But there will be a time when persecution will come.
可是这个迫害肯定会在某个时候会到来
If you live long enough,
如果我们能够活得更久
you will face a choice.
你会面临一个选择
If people want to kill you for your faith,
如果有人要因为你的信仰而杀你的时候
Will you deny Jesus Christ to live longer a few more years?
你会在这个时候不承认耶稣基督好让自己能够活得 长一点吗
Or will you confirm your faith? You don't care about what people do to you but you want to uphold your faith
或者你高举你的信仰你确认你的信仰而、不管别人是否要杀你
This happened to Stephen when he was stoned to death
那在斯蒂凡、将要 被石头打死的时候将这种事情已经发生了
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7
我们看
Acts chapter 7
使徒行传第七章
Acts chapter 7
使徒行传第七章
Verse 57
第五十七节
Acts chapter 7 verse 57
使徒行传第七章的第五十七节使徒行传七章五十七节众人大声喊着捂着耳朵齐心涌上前去五十八节把他推倒到城外用石头打他、做见证的人把衣裳、放在一个少年人、名叫扫罗的脚前第五十九节他们正用石头打的时候斯提凡、呼吁说、主呼吁说 主说求主耶稣基督借我的灵魂第六十节又跪下大声喊着说主啊不要将这罪归于他们说了这话就睡了扫罗也喜悦他被害
Stephen was the first Christian after Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven died as a martyr
那斯蒂凡是主耶稣升天以后第一个、为、道而死的人
He has no choice、
他没有选择
Because he testified for Lord Jesus Christ
在那个时候他为主耶稣基督做见证
People hate him
而世人因此而、恨恶他
But he keep preaching.
可是他不断地传福音
so he died as a martyr.
所以他就殉道而死
so one day we may face this choice.
所以有一天我们将会面对这样子的一个、抉择
we may not know when, we may not know how.
我们可能不知道在什么时候发生也不知道在什么情况下发生
Now it's very peaceful.
现在我们都是活在平安当中
so we are very very peaceful. We don't have to sacrifice for our faith.
我们现在非常的平安都不需要为自己的信仰牺牲任何的东西。
So that's why if during this peaceful time that people pass away, actually it's a blessing.
所以在这个平安的时候，如果有人离世，其实、是一种、福气。
Because they run the journey, they keep the faith, they pass away, they receive by the Lord. They don't have to go through this tribulation.
因为他们行完他们的人生，守完了他们所当守的道，然后平安的离世，这样子不需要面对逼迫，这样子的死亡是非常有福气的。
But one day.Those who remain will face persecution.
可是那些存留下来的，有一天他们将会面对、这个迫害。
But what should we do?
可是我们应当做什么呢
？Jesus encourage us.
主耶稣基督这样子勉励我们。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 10.
马太福音第二十四章的第十节。马太福音二十四章第十节，那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此。恨恶
Verse 11,
第十节且有好些做假先知、起来迷惑多人
12,
第十二节只因不法的事增多许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡了
Verse 13,
十三节唯有忍耐到底必然得救
This is what the Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
这就是主耶稣基督告诉我们的
There will be a lot of suffering, a lot of persecution.
将会有很多的迫害很多的、痛苦
People will try to kill you for your faith.
有些人会因为你的信仰而想要、杀掉你
But Jesus tells us,
可是耶稣基督告诉我们
Those who endure to the end will be saved.
那些忍耐到底的必然得救
So we have to ask the Lord to give us strength.
所以我们要祈求主耶稣赐给我们力量
Wait for a few more moments.
我们再忍耐多一些时候
And then the numbers is filled.
当这些、人的数这些数目都已经、满了以后
And then Jesus will come.
主耶稣基督将会再来。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
我们再回去看启示录、第六章。
Now the sixth seal is being revealed.
现在第六个印要被切开了。
Verse 12.
第十二节。 启示录六章第十二节，启示录六章第十二节，第十二节，切开第六印的时候，我又看见第一大整洞，日头变为黑像，毛布满，对不起，变为黑像毛布，满月变红，像雪。第十三节，天上的星辰坠落雨地。 如同无花果树被大风摇动落下未熟的果子一样。Verse
14.
第十四节，天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。
He tells us when the six seals were opened, there will be a lot of natural disaster that never even unimaginable happened in the whole world.
这里告诉我们，当第六印被切开的时候，这个世界上将会发生一些我们无法想象的天然灾害。
And of course, sometimes we can comprehend a little bit.
当然，有些时候我们是可以看到从中看到一点点的。
For example, big earthquake.
比如说这个大地震。
Of course, sometimes big earthquake happen.
有时候大地震会发生。
About 10 years ago in Taiwan, 921大地震, that was a big earthquake happened in Taiwan.
10年前在台湾的921大地震是一场非常大的地震。
After the earthquake, something really strange happened. After the earthquake, really strange, really something really strange happened.
大地震发生以后呢，有些奇怪的事情发生了。
Sometimes the whole mountain moved to another area.
那整座山会被移到另一个地方去。
Just like what this Bible verse 14 tells us, even the mountain, the island, they were moved, they shift.
就好像这里圣经所说的，那个山会被挪移离开本位。
It is very terrible.
是一件非常可怕的事情。
And of course, sometimes you look at the moon, the star, there will be something strange happening.
有时看看这个月亮或者那个星辰，有些奇怪的事情，奇怪的现象。
But this is unprecedented.
可是这里所讲论的是以前从来没有发生过的。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Even the star will drop.
天上的星辰坠落雨地，
and then, just like the figs being moved by the wind,
如同无花果树被大风摇动落下来，未熟的果子。
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
There'll be a lot of chaotic situation in the whole world, including the space.
这个世界甚至这个宇宙将会发生很多很灾难性的事情。
Right now, why are we living in a peaceful world, peaceful universe?
所以现在我们活在一个很平安、很太平的世界里面。
Why?
为什么我们会这样子呢？
Let's look at Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书怎么告诉我们。
Chapter 1.
第一节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书第一章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书第一章第三节。第三节，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净 人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Here tells us, Lord Jesus Christ, He used His power, the power of His command, to uphold everything.
这里圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督，他用他的全能的命令托住万有。
For example, if I holding this bell,
比如说现在我拿起这个钟，
this bell is very steady, doesn't move, right?
这个钟铃就现在是没有。
就是不动的。
It's
static.
是停在那边。
But actually, it's not static for me because I'm continuing giving force to uphold this bell.
可是对我来说呢，是因为我不断的用我的力量来去扶持它，让它停在那个地方。
If I relax my muscle, and the bell will fall.
如果我一放松，那这个钟就会掉下来了。
If you look at the whole universe, it's just like this.
如果我们看这个整个宇宙，其实就是这样子。
Why the Earth rotate every day, the same speed, the same power?
为什么我们所住的地球每一天都用着同样的速度
Circling the sun.
在自转或者围绕着太阳公转呢？
Why the moon surrounding the Earth?
为什么这个月亮会围绕着这个地球运行呢？
All the other stars in the universe are in order.
为什么这个整个宇宙所有的星辰都会那么的有秩序呢？
Of course, if you study physics, it'll tell you this is called gravitational force.
如果我们去读这个物理呢，我们就会告诉我们这叫做万有引力。
Because between two masses, there are forces pulling each other.
因为有两种力量都在互相的拉动。
But who is giving this force?
可是是谁给这种力量呢？
Who initiated this? The scientists cannot tell you.
是谁启开这种力量呢？
The Bible,
科学家不能够告诉你。
The Bible tells us it's God.
可是圣经告诉我们，是神。
Jesus Christ using the power of his command, upholding everything.
因为耶稣基督用他的命令来托住万有。
But when he decided it's about to end,
可是当他决定这个事情要停止的时候，
and then the star, the moon, everything will be in chaos.
那么这些星辰、月亮，所有都会乱了秩序。
Plus the earthquake.
甚至会有这个大地震。
And he even tell us, if you come back Revelation chapter 6 verse 14.
如果我们再回去看第启示录第六章第十四节这里，他甚至告诉我们
the heavens will scroll, will just like a, going back together like a scroll.
十四节告诉我们，天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来一样。
This is really amazing.
是非常奇妙的。
One day this universe will end.
有一天有朝一日，这个宇宙这个世界将会终结。
Even the scientists tell us, because something has a beginning, something will have an end.
甚至科学家也告诉我们，每一样事情都会有一个开始，也有一个结束。
He tells us the universe just like expanding, bigger and bigger.
科学家告诉我们这个宇宙在不断的在膨胀。
Just like the scroller being open.
就好像这个书卷一直被打开一样。
But someday it will be end up.
那有一天它会。终结了。
That will be the end.
那就会就是这个世界的末了。
Of course,
some
scientists will tell you it's too future for you to worry, right? Billions years later, will be.
当然，科学家会告诉你这些是几万年以后的事，
几十亿年以后的事，
你是不用担心的。
But actually, the Bible tells us it will happen.
可是圣经告诉我们这种事情将会发生。
So why we study all these seals?
为什么我们要去研究？去读这所有的印呢
？Just to tell us one thing，
只是要告诉我们一件事情。
Jesus is coming soon，
就是主耶稣基督将很快的来临。
We have to focus our eye on him，
我们要定睛看着主耶稣基督。
We have to get ourselves prepared，
我们要预备。
The end time has come，
因为这个末世已经开始了。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12，
我们再回去看希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12，
希伯来书第十。十二章
verse 27,
第二十七节
Hebrews 12:27
希伯来书十二章二十七节，二十七节，这再一次的话是要指明被整动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被整动的长存。
verse 28,
第二十八节，所以我们既得了不能整动的国就当感恩，照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Verse 29,
第二十九节，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Here tell us,
这里告诉我们
，Everything that can be shaken will be passed away.
世界上所有的东西都会震动，而且都会过去。
If we are created, we are creatures. One thing will pass away.
既然我们是被造之物，所以有一天我们也将会过去。
But we will look for something which is unshakable.
可是我们所仰望的是一个不会震动的。
What is unshakable?
什么是不震动、不摇动的呢
？Eternal life is unshakable.
就是这个永生，永生是不震动的、不摇动的。
The kingdom of God is unshakable.
神的国度是不震动、不摇动的。
So now we have already received this unshakable kingdom.
现在我们已经得到了这个不震动的国。
What shall we do?
那我们应当做什么呢
？First, we have to be thankful every day.
第一点，我们应当每天感恩。
Don't complain.
不要再投诉。
Sometimes we have too much complaint.
有时我们都是常常的埋怨。
Other people, the house is bigger than me.
我们会埋怨说别人的房子比我们的大。
Other people earn more money than me.
我们埋怨说别人比我们赚更多的钱。
The car nicer than me.
我们会埋怨说别人的车比我的更漂亮。
Other people's children smarter than mine.
或者是埋怨说别人的孩子比我的孩子更好。
Too much complaint.
我们埋怨太多了。
Why have you too much complaint?
为什么我们埋怨这么多呢
？You God have already give you the unshakable kingdom.
神已经给了你这个不摇动的国度。
That is most important.
这才是最重要的。
And now we have to be thankful for whatever God gives to us in this life.
所以我们应当为着神在我们今生所赐给我们的所有东西都能够感恩。
And then we have to be godly and fearing God to serve God.
然后用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
And that is important because we have to prepare for the Lord to come.
因为这是很重要的，因为我们就是要预备主的再来。
The seven seals are being opened one by one.
那七个印。每一个印都一个一个的被打开了
It's ongoing.
而且这个切开这个印都是一直不断发生的
But are we ready?
我们是否已经预备好了吗
Let's sing hymn
我们再唱诗
275
275首